Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Last year, thanks to her management and PR, singer-songwriter Al Olander came on our show to talk about her second annual Allentine's Day concert at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, New York. She presented it as a love fest to her found home and the people in and around it. I attended with a number of friends, and it was a waking dream. The good kind. In the intervening 12 months, Al has toured in support of Shovels and Rope and Deer Tick, playing shows all over North America. She's working on and tuning up the magic for her second record. She filled in for Nico Case on a batch of shows with the New Pornographers. She's back today with a preview of the third annual Allentine's Day show coming up on February 7th. The website, allentines.com, hails potential attendees with the question and the gentle command, "Heartbroken? Meet me at the rodeo." It feels to me like everyone is a little heartbroken right now, and I can't think of anyone better than Al or anything better than her music to help us. Al, welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm so happy to see you and have you in studio with all your gorgeousness and positive vibes. I'm so, so, so glad. Welcome.
I'm clutching my pearls. Thank you so, so much for having me, Sarah. It is a true, true honor and a best part of my day to see you.
We met last year before Allentine's Day. It was the first time we had you in. It was like electric, I would say, personally electric. And then I attended Allentine's, which is a very special event. But for people who mayn't have heard that interview or mayn't have had yet the opportunity to see the magic at the Old Dutch Church, tell us how Allentine's Day began and what it means to you and what it is this year.
Oh, I can't believe you came. It made me so happy that you were there. You know, winter is tough for me. I get the sads pretty hard. Do you get the sads, the winter sads?
I do.
And I wanted to do two big shows in the Hudson Valley of my home in Kingston. I wanted to do a summer show where I flourish in my bikini. And then I wanted to do something in the winter that we could look forward to, that we could brighten up our deep, dark February. And we thought, oh, let's do a Valentine's Day show. And we all went, or an Allentine's Day show.
Yep, that's good.
And we thought, let's do it at the Old Dutch Church. Intimate, beautiful. And who, I had no idea the magic that would happen by bringing this community of mine together to put on this beautiful labor of love. And it's a show. It is a show.
It's a spectacle even.
You said it.
I did. Is there pole dancing again this year?
Okay, there's not pole dancing again this year, although we love Sage Horsey. A shout out to Sage. But there will be, I have a friend coming who we hope, Ab, if you're listening, will be doing the splits.
Great.
So you could see the splits. I will not be doing the splits. I personally will not be, but we will have Abigail Dempsey be doing the splits at this show this year.
Beautiful. What else do you have on the docket for this year's Allentine's?
Well, you know, you have to come to find out. But it is, our theme this year is Sweethearts of the Rodeo. So we've turned the Old Dutch Church into a saloon, a sal with Al. Saloon. Mm-hmm. You guys get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've decided to do some really like banging country songs and some lovers quarrels in the church of desire and passion. And we've really put on a true something. We've been practicing and I have this full band and I have some surprises too.
I'm sure. How did you pick the saloon, the rodeo theme for this year?
I want to say that last year, Amanda and I thought of this the day after the last Allentine's Day, and then country, everything blew up.
Right. You know, Cowboy Carter.
Pink Pony Club. Yep. Everything, which, shout out, we love those. And we thought, we started to see it everywhere. We said, good. It's in the air. Good. I'm glad it is. That means people will have their cowboy hats and their boots and their saddles. And we just thought it would be fun to do something warm. Warming.
I am attending again. I'm so, so, so excited. I asked you the other day online, you had put out kind of style board inspos for it. They fell out of your Instagram story. And I was like, Al, can you repost these or save them somehow so I can tell my friends they need their giddy up gear?
Yeah, you are my manager.
No, I'm not. You have excellent managers.
Okay, Drew, Peter, shout out. We love you. But I really was like, oh, I do need a highlight for this. And I'm telling you folks, suede, fringe, chaps. I want full denim, bandanas. I just want everyone to feel their cowboy fantasy, their rodeo fantasy. And I have a couple outfit changes.
I'm sure.
You're not shocked at all, Sarah.
No. Well, for last year's show, you know, it was blue, like Blue Valentine, mm-hmm, right? Blue Allentine's.
Yes.
And I thought ahead of it. I was like, I wonder how many people will participate in this. And I would say virtually everybody did. And you seemed wholly overwhelmed when you looked out and saw a sea of blue and white and sparkles.
I could not believe these folks who show up and who dress up and who take it seriously. Groups of friends. Oh, I could weep even talking about it. Just all that.
That's allowed, by the way, if you need to.
If I will tell the audience when I'm shedding a tear, which will happen. But okay. And when I talk to you, Sarah, because you're so engaging and you make me feel so seen. And I really love when people follow the theme. It makes me feel less alone. So if you wear your rodeo best, I will feel way less alone. Bolos. Things are coming to me as if in a dream. Spurs.
Spurs. Oh, spurs feel dangerous to me, yes, but yes, I'm sure people can handle
dulled
them.
Dulled down spurs.
Yes. Valentine's Day is on February 7th at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, New York. And Al also has with us in studio here at WAMC her guitar, so we get to hear some music. Are you ready to play a song for me, my darling?
I would love to play a song for you.
Would you tell us about it first?
Oh, yes, of course. Sarah guides me through radio. This song is called Minnesota Waltz. It's about staying warm in the cold. I wrote it thinking, how do I survive a winter? And it was on tour in all these cold places. So I thought I would give you, to go on theme, a waltz of sorts. I'm afraid that I'm too old for this, but I'll be feeling better with just a change of weather. Pull yourself together. Go on and When the sun, she's up again. When the sun, she's up again.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and that angel is Hal Olander. I am already feeling better. That is such a beautiful song. I love it. When you said you were going to play it today, I immediately started humming it, of course.
Immediately, it made me feel so good. I was like, oh my goodness, how could you know any song of mine? How, Sarah
LaDuke? I can't
LaDuke.
Believe how often I have to tell you, Al, you're good.
Sarah.
And you should, you gotta own that, babes.
You know what? I am good. WAMC, I am good.
You are.
I feel it. No.
You're touring all the time.
I'm touring all the time.
And what is it like? You've made, we were talking about the Instagram highlight you made of the looks for Valentine's Day, which is February 7th at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, New York. But there's another highlight, your Road Dog Diaries, where you give a very, very insightful and sweet look at what it's really like to be exhausted on the road all the time while bringing your art to the people.
Do you like my little diaries
I
on
do.
The internet?
Of course I do.
Am I too old to do it?
I have no idea. I'm older than dirt.
I thought, okay, I just don't want anyone to bully me on the internet for making these little diaries, but they haven't yet. And I think they've been so nice to make. And I like showing folks that what it's like, yeah, to drive my Mazda many thousands of miles all year. And to be in many different places. And it's been so fun to just be like, here I am at the gas station, here I am at the Holiday Inn, and here I am playing incredible shows with folks like Shovels and Rope, who took me on tour all last year. And it was the best thing in my life, really.
You also played with Deer Tick last year, and you have a couple tours coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about the ones coming up?
Absolutely, and shout out to Deer Tick. Sorry, I said shout out five times.
It happens.
That's my radio thing, folks, is that I'm saying shout out.
There's ticks. It's impossible to avoid them.
Right?
I mean, literally out in the grass of the Hudson Valley and also verbally on the air.
Yeah, ticks. Yeah. Yeah. And Deer Tick.
Right.
Which we really love those boys. But I'm going out with, actually, just right after Valentine's Day, I'm going out with Raylan Baxter. So excited about that. And then at the end of March, starting April, I'm out with John Moreland. And those are just some, I can't believe I get to say that.
How do you become the opening act for one of these tours? Who makes it happen?
That is...
Cosmic Gumbo? No. It's the music industry.
That is such a good question. Isn't that the question everyone wants to know? Like when it comes to... Not like... But I want to know that so that I could open for people, which has been my dream. I think it's a combination... It's a combo meal. It's having an amazing team, which I have, who advocate for me. It's putting myself out there. It's seeing tours and saying, I want that. And it's saying, I want that for a year. I wanted to tour with Shovels and Rope for 2 years. I asked... submit me, and you just keep going, and then one day, and this is much like with John Moreland, it's Cosmic Gumbo too, but
no, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and putting yourself out there and playing many shows and meeting people and being not perfect but the best version of yourself whenever you are out there playing your songs, and hope someone sees it and puts you with the right folks. But having a team really does help. My agent and my managers really, they're so good at, like, they send such pro emails, and my emails have all emojis in them and say XOXO Gossip Girl, and it's ridiculous. So I'm very, very lucky. And my mom is really supportive. It's nice to have someone that also says, ooh, I saw this tour. Could you open for, she'll name the most famous person.
Oh, of course.
She'll name the most famous person, Sarah, and say, you should absolutely be opening for Taylor Swift. Like, you're right, Mom. And I'll have them send an email.
You've been writing and recording new music? She asked coyly. No pressure, but I actually know you have. So tell me where you've been finding inspiration and what's happening right now.
I have 8 songs of a new record finished. Maybe that's not the sexiest answer, but I do. I have 8 songs of 11 finished.
Feels like a solid detail that you need to know and have. And tell me.
8 are finished. They are new songs. And I'm writing so many new songs because... Have you ever been inspired by having such a big crush? Just like the inspiration of a crush and of having butterflies and of feeling these magic feelings. I just am writing so many songs and my brain is fuzz and I am melted. I'm a puddle. And I'm so excited for this sophomore record to come out. And I'm really trying to get it out to these nice people that are supporting me and asking for it. And I keep doing that answer like, yeah, June. But who knows? It could be June.
It could be.
It's my birthday month, so it's a little selfish. But yes, as soon as I'm finishing the last songs at the end of February, and I have a title, and I have the tracks, and I have all the things.
And you're feeling good about it. You're happy with what you've created.
I think I have. I wrote a lot about heartbreak again. I wrote a lot about where I live, and I wrote about all the people I love and all the friendships I've made, and I wrote things that you can sing along to in the shower, in your car. At Valentine's Day on February 7th at the Old Dutch Church. And I must sell it out. I must sell it out. Last year we did, so we have to this year. That's the thing. So, I would love to see you there. And I promise it will be worth it. I have some friends coming from Ohio.
Cool.
And Boston, and some amazing friends I made along the way on tour. So I would love to have you there. You specifically. Oop, I hit my guitar against the table. You specifically.
Just don't break it.
Yeah, no.
A question for you, since you are such a open, beating heart, is that ever hard? When the road is hard or the world is hard, how do you cope with tough things, Al? Tell us all how to do it.
I'm going to tell you the secret is that, and this is actually the secret, is that for a long time in the music industry, I thought I needed no one. Maybe if I didn't let anybody love me, then I couldn't get hurt. But I realized that the only way that I can't get hurt is if I let people love me. So I really try when I sing songs, even though they're vulnerable and even though they're true and even though it scares me and I'm hurt and maybe I'm depressed that day and maybe I'm anxious, if somebody is in the audience and I look at them, I'm like, we are here together. So it's my favorite thing in the world, and it has saved my life. So
that is beautiful. Thank you for entertaining the question.
You
instead
asked
of
me such
slapping
beautiful.
It away.
I could have though, but I would never, because you ask such. You bring out a truth in me that feels very natural.
That's very kind of you, and I'm really proud that you like me back. That's how I feel about it.
You know what? Anyone listening, I hope they can feel it. It is electric again. It is, Sarah. You are so special. And, yeah, I love talking to you.
The feeling is mutual, Al.
Our cheeks are rosy. Our cheeks are rosy.
We'll just have to keep this blush up for Valentine's.
I know, exactly. So please wear your blush. I'm doing like a doll. My best friend Maddie is going to do my makeup, and we're doing very Dolly Parton over the top.
Can't go wrong with Dolly.
Can't go wrong with Dolly. That's my slogan. We need a sticker that says can't go wrong with Dolly.
Yeah. Best place to find information about Valentine's Day is your website, alolander.com.
Yes, we also bought alentines.com.
Okay, alentines.com. We'll link to both mm-hmm. or the same on our website when we post this interview as it airs. Al, I cannot wait to see you on February 7th. I cannot wait to see you anytime I get to. And I am, again, so grateful for your talent and your heart and your time.
Sarah, being with you feels like some of the most special times I have. So thank you for being open to letting me come on and tell you silly stories and tell you how much I love you. I feel very connected to you.
Likewise. Again, links posted with this interview at WAMC.org. Valentine's Day at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, New York on February 7th. Yeehaw, everybody.
Yeehaw and giddy up. We'll see you there.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.